Greece rejects austerity in weekend elections. The food crisis in West Africa deepens. And what impact does the gospel have in Paraguay? We'll talk about that right now on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Austerity is the death knell for politics in Greece, as it turns out. Parliamentary elections turned the coalition government upside down and left bailout funds in question. AMG International's Simeon Ioannidis says,
"It is unsure now if a government will be able to form. Everything is uncertain. We will wait for a few days to see how they will agree between them or if we are going for new elections."
The economic turmoil means the government hasn't been able to pay its bills. It's bad news for socialized medicine. AMG's St. Luke's, while hurting, is handling hundreds more patients.
"Pray that God will open more doors and will give us more means to bring the gospel to the people. And one of these best ways to spread the gospel, it is our hospital there."
Go to our website for details about the help they need. Next, Mali's political crisis may be making the threat of famine in West Africa worse. Access to food reserves has been cut off. Violence is sending waves of refugees across the borders where a drought has claimed most of the crops. Global Aid Network's Steve Watson says in one area where their teams are working,
"They are looking at over 300,000 people who are looking for food. Those are people live in Gambia, refugees from Senegal, refugees from Guinea-Bissau."
Gain sent four containers of food to the region in the last 6 months. However,
there's a call for more. Right now in the Gambia alone, they're asking for five more containers.
Their distribution partner finds gospel opportunities as he meets the need.
"If you want to send a meal to a starving person, it comes out to about 10 cents a meal with the amount of meals that we're able to.
Got a buck? It'll feed 10 people. We've got the links to connect you at our website. This is Mission Network News. While it took place more than a week ago, response cards are still being counted in Paraguay. That was the site of the most recent Palau evangelistic campaign. Tens of thousands of people heard Luis and Andrew Palau, famous soccer players and popular Christian bands, reaching every part of society from the young to the National Congress. Early results indicate more than 12,000 people came to Christ. Pray these new believers will grow in their faith. Meanwhile, Paradise Bound Ministries has opened an orphanage in Guatemala despite the government and others saying it couldn't happen. President of Paradise Bound, Dan Smith, says they only have 7 kids right now.
"Some of the children are awarded to us out of full abandonment, but then there's also cases of domestic abuse or violence and other drug addictions or alcohol addictions, and in those cases, often they're awarded to us. Sometimes it's as a temporary basis."
That gives them family visitation ministry opportunities. $32 a month sponsors a child. As you support them, it guarantees they'll hear the gospel, which is top priority for Paradise Bound. That's helping them get ready for life.
"We want them to go back to their own culture, to be able to go back to their own people and to minister to their people. Greg, what we're really doing is raising up another generation of missionaries within Guatemala."
To make a child part of your family for just $32 a month, go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link there. And an HCJB Global Voice training event blended pastoral and radio training in Guatemala. An international group of 5 facilitators led a group of pastors, church leaders, and radio programmers combining training and missions, spiritual formation and leadership, and broadcast training. 23 Guatemalans attended the Chimaltenango event. A follow-up session is scheduled for October. Help support more training events. Just click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action? Just sign up at our website. If your name's drawn, Global Action will be sending you to India to help distribute blankets to the needy where thousands die every year from exposure. Activate your name. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.